Imagine living in a world where your thoughts constantly dart like hummingbirds, never settling long enough to complete even simple tasks. For millions with attention deficit disorder, ADD, this mental chaos isn't just frustrating, it's their daily reality. When Dr. Edward Hallowell, himself diagnosed with ADD as an adult, published Driven to Distraction in 1994, he transformed our understanding of this condition from a moral failing to a neurological difference with both challenges and gifts. The book became a cultural phenomenon, spending over a year on bestseller lists and helping countless people recognize themselves in its pages. Many brilliant, creative individuals unknowingly struggle with ADD, their potential buried beneath disorganization and misunderstanding. The disorder extends far beyond hyperactive children. It profoundly shapes adults' careers, relationships, and self-perception. Understanding ADD isn't about finding fault, but about creating a framework for self-forgiveness and a path forward. With proper diagnosis and treatment, individuals can learn to manage their symptoms and harness their unique strengths. ADD manifests differently in each person, creating a spectrum of experiences that defy simple categorization. Consider Carolyn, who navigated undiagnosed ADD through determination despite being labeled a misfit. Or Maria, intellectually gifted yet perpetually sidetracked academically. Then there's Penny, the faraway child, whose daydreaming masked her intelligence until diagnosis revealed her potential. Maxwell's high intelligence concealed his ADD for years, with diagnosis finally alleviating family guilt and misinterpretation. ADD can permeate entire family systems, with symptoms easily misattributed to behavioral issues or character flaws. Will's story illustrates the internal conflict many experience upon diagnosis, relief that their struggles weren't laziness, yet resistance to medication and difficulty integrating ADD into their self-concept. His erratic medication use directly correlated with fluctuating academic performance, demonstrating how consistent treatment makes a difference. These diverse manifestations show why ADD requires individualized approaches. What works for one person may not work for another. The recognition that ADD persists into adulthood marked a pivotal shift in understanding. Many adults spend decades feeling inadequate before receiving a proper diagnosis, their struggles manifesting as mood swings, insecurity, and underachievement. Laura's story shows how high academic achievement can mask ADD. Despite her success, she developed anxiety and perfectionism as coping mechanisms. Through medication and therapy, she began to release her lifelong worry. Douglas self-treated his ADD using computers and calendars, later benefiting from therapy that helped him reorganize his life with daily organizers and task prioritization. Sarah's diagnosis at 50 finally explained a lifetime of being labeled lazy. Her inability to complete simple tasks exemplified the cough drop sign of constant distractibility. Bernie navigated life with mild, undiagnosed ADD, marked by distractibility and overcommitment, while Joshua, a successful physician, struggled with depression and alcoholism that were actually symptoms of ADD. These stories reveal how ADD often hides behind other labels, with proper diagnosis opening doors to effective treatment and self-understanding. In relationships affected by ADD, what appears as self-absorption or inattentiveness often stems from the disorder itself. Mary initially mistook her husband Sam's behavior for narcissism until his ADD diagnosis and treatment dramatically improved his presence in their marriage. Similarly, Edgar's impulsive behaviors caused estrangement until his wife Amanda helped him recognize and manage his condition, demonstrating the value of partner involvement in treatment. ADD impacts intimacy in complex ways, from emotional disconnection to hypersexuality. Some individuals with ADD seek high stimulus activities like sex for focus, mistaking this for genuine connection. Brian's pattern of infidelities gained new context when understood through his ADD, helping him develop better coping strategies. For affected couples, successful management requires clear communication and avoiding power struggles. Practical approaches include scheduled dialogue times, visual reminders, and understanding mood fluctuations. The most resilient couples avoid toxic patterns, emphasize positive reinforcement, and refuse to use ADD as an excuse, working cooperatively rather than competitively. With mutual effort, ADD becomes something couples navigate together rather than something that separates them. ADD within families creates what Halliwell calls the big struggle, a destructive cycle where parents misinterpret neurological issues as attitude problems, eventually making the child the family problem. Tommy's family exemplified this before his diagnosis, with his academic and chore failures triggering escalating confrontations until a psychiatrist's diagnosis prompted them to reassess their family dynamics. These entrenched family roles resist change, as shown when Tommy's brother questioned the diagnosis. Effective intervention requires both medical treatment and addressing unconscious family patterns through balanced negotiation where everyone feels heard and contributes to solutions. Managing ADD within families demands strategies, including accurate diagnosis, family education, and replacing negative expectations with positive ones. Success comes through creating specific roles, maintaining consistency, fostering open communication, and utilizing external support. With patience, families can transform conflict into collaborative growth. Understanding ADD resembles blind men describing different parts of an elephant. Each perspective captures only one aspect of a complex whole. The condition extends beyond typical hyperactive and inattentive forms. ADD without hyperactivity presents subtler symptoms, distractibility without physical restlessness, often manifesting as daydreaming. Frequently overlooked, especially in girls, this subtype can lead to academic struggles despite creative thinking. ADD with anxiety reveals how inattentiveness fuels worry, both logical anxiety from living chaotically and hidden anxiety, where worry becomes a way to organize thoughts. ADD often intertwines with mood disorders like depression, creating a complex emotional landscape where treating one condition improves the other. The intersection with learning disorders presents both challenges and unique perspectives that can spark creativity when properly supported. Language relationships vary dramatically. Some find words elusive, while others become hyper-focused on verbal expression. High stimulus-seeking ADD drives cravings for intense experiences that temporarily create mental clarity, while substance use often represents attempts at self-medication. Our fast-paced culture sometimes mimics ADD symptoms, creating what Halliwell calls pseudo-ADD. This spectrum reminds us that ADD isn't one condition, but many, requiring individualized understanding and treatment. An ADD diagnosis often explains years of misunderstanding, providing both emotional clarity and relief. Learning about ADD helps reframe your personal narrative and improves self-advocacy. Structure becomes essential, organizing physical spaces and mental landscapes through schedulers, lists, and systems that compensate for internal regulation challenges. Pattern planning, which organizes routine tasks in a grid format, reduces planning stress and optimizes focus. Working with knowledgeable professionals is vital. Therapists should see beyond your diagnosis to your personhood, facilitating self-discovery. Coaching provides motivational support that aligns tasks with emotional needs, while group therapy creates a community of understanding through shared experiences. Medications like Ritalin can enhance clarity, not changing your identity, but revealing your true capabilities. While not cures, they help manage symptoms like impulsivity and attention deficits. The ADD journey involves building frameworks that support your unique mind, not eliminating differences. With proper understanding and support, the same mind that struggles with mundane tasks can generate brilliant insights and creative solutions. Your ADD brain isn't broken, it's differently wired, and this difference can become your greatest strength.